Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall and Capitis. 412-928-9370 is the hotline. And we are going to go to our hotline right now. Joining us is our good friend Joe Ludnowski from the Pennsylvania Sports Network. Joe is our golf expert. And, of course, golf made news today, Joe. And if all continues to go to where, you know, to the way that they hope it does, we're probably going to see golf before anything else, because June 3rd, 4th, or whatever it is, the memorial, and they plan on having it.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, Paul. I always joked that I was not talented enough to do 2 weeks from Radio Row for the Super Bowl. But I tell you what, doing sports talk these days, 2 weeks Radio Row, Super Bowl, no problem. That would be easy. This sucks, man. But yeah, golf's giving us a little bit of hope. And, you know, I talked to Will Gray last week on my show, and, you know, he sort of suggested that, that might be a possibility that they can move forward. Now, there are a lot of moving pieces, and, you know, in terms of what's required. Now, I don't know what the rules will be. We don't know what tomorrow's going to be, let alone what the middle of June's going to be, right? So, I think it's kind of irresponsible to have too much conversation. But you just got to tell these guys, hey, man, if you want, this is going to be an opportunity. And, you know, you just might have to downsize your team. It's not like the old days where it's just a player and a caddy. You know, they've got the swing coach and the head coach and the trainer. And they're just going to have to limit it, I think. But it would be an opportunity to sort of capture a marketplace. We're all jonesing for something real.
Yep, and I think I said this earlier today, Joe. People that say, oh, you know, I hate golf. Why do I care about a bunch of spoiled millionaires hitting a little ball around the yard? Those people, if the memorial is the first live sporting event we have since, you know, the conference tournaments got canceled, basically in progress, I'm pretty sure even those people are going to be pretty excited to watch it.
Well, yeah, you know, I've actually found myself, I do have a bit of a soft spot in my heart for racing, but I don't know if you've seen any of these NASCAR iRacing events that have been on TV. I mean, no, it's not real, but it's real drivers driving, you know, virtual cars. And it was when they had their first one, it was the number one thing trending on Twitter. And, you know, I think golf has got an opportunity. I think NASCAR could maybe get back to it as well. They might have to be a little bit more creative with the size of their teams. But the point being is that, generally speaking, and we saw this on the way down, and I'm not gonna get into the doom and gloom, because I've tried to – my life's been a lot – faner since I've tried to stay out of that path. But you saw the NBA likes to take credit with Rudy Gobert But I think we got to give the credit to the Ivy League. They were the first to cancel. And, you know, I think much like, you know, everything, the first one is the most important one. And, you know, even if the PGA is going to have an opportunity to seize the stage, even if it's for 1 week, but somebody has to break the door down to get people thinking outside the box as to how we can continue to do our business. Because the one thing that I think we all agree, regardless of, you know, political opinion, regardless of anything, I think the one thing, Paul, that we all agree on is that we have to find a way, if nothing else, we have to find a way to get sports going for the morale of people. There's just, I mean, you think there's a lot on Netflix, but when you're in week number three, even Netflix starts to run short.
Especially when people on Netflix are watching this nonsense with about a tiger, a zoo and a tiger, and all the other stuff that's coming with it. I mean, we are certainly at a time when we need to be entertained. And I think the one thing about the memorial that obviously isn't ideal is that they're talking about doing it without fans, and it's the one event that people in this area can kind of get to and flock to, and every year it's very well attended. I'm sure you're like me, Joe. If it takes having no fans to do it, let's have no fans.
Well, you know, I think you got to look at it from the standpoint that, you know, we don't really have many options. You know, this isn't exactly an either or business decision for the fan, because the reality is, Paul, it's either they have it without fans or they don't have it at all. And, you know, I'd be curious to see, especially like in the fall, you know, smart people, you know, and prosperity and progress comes from tough times, right? So I can't wait to see where, you know, the Masters in November, what does CBS do with the NFL and the SEC? You know, what does Fox do with the Big Ten and the NFL for the U.S. Open? And, you know, the opportunity here is going to be, in all probability, is going to be for FS1 and or CBS Sports Network to have programming that they've never had before. So, you know, I look at it in this regard. Remember, you know, how stupid everybody thought the FedEx Cup was, and people were against it. And now it's it's a $10 million check, and it's great stuff. The only problem is it's buried up against the NFL. So my point about the memorial being is that, you know, at some point, when in fact they do break the mold and we get out of this and we start to trend to normal, the finish line, I think, is going to be really an opportunity for the PGA Tour. And what I mean by that is that they are one of the few sports that fans really don't matter. I know we see the Ryder Cup, but in the grand scheme of things, most of the time, golf is enjoyed from a television. And the reason I say that is because, you know, you alluded to the fact that, you know, Columbus right now is the closest spot. So there's a lot of Steeler fans that need to be in Heinz Field. But there's a lot of guys and gals that tune into golf every week that have never been to a PGA Tour event. You know, if you live in North Dakota, unless you're willing to drop $5,000 to get in an airplane and go to a golf tournament, you've not gotten that. So golf's in a unique spot that most of the fan base enjoys golf from their television anyway. So I think it would be a great opportunity for them to move forward.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the calendar now. Obviously, has changed a lot. It's kind of interesting, isn't it, Joe? We've got three majors all in the fall.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? It's not that different. That, you know, quite frankly, we had three majors all in the spring, right? We're done by July now, well, with the British Open, but of course the British Open officially being canceled. But, you know, you look at it, and is it ideal? No, it's not. But is there an ideal situation? Because the elephant in the room for the PGA Tour is obviously the NFL. How do you find a way to not be in the NFL's way? And, you know, I give Monahan, Commissioner Monahan, a lot of credit. He was forward thinking in terms of reshuffling the deck. I like it. I like the schedule. I want golf done before football gets here. But, you know, this is an extraordinary circumstance. And, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of us, when this happens, are probably going to need to, you know, to really stretch our thumbs, because the remote is going to get an extra workout in the fall, because there's going to be major championship play and then college football and the NFL to compete with. But, you know, the only thing that I feel bad for in this situation, especially the Masters champ, we talked about this the other day, it would be really unfortunate for the Masters champion not to be able to be a champion for an entire calendar year. That's the thing that is the most unfortunate, and it's going to stink for the U.S. Open champ, but the U.S. Open champ is going to be a little bit longer, September to June, but November to April is really unfortunate. I hope whoever wins is a repeat winner. That would be awful. I know you get to be the Masters champ for the rest of your – I get all that. But to only get to do it from November to April would really, really stink. And I know that that seems like an odd stance to take, but I do feel bad for the player, especially if they're the first-time major champion.
Yeah, I think the thing I said earlier, too, about the Masters – is, can you imagine that weekend? Now, are they still, Joe, married to Thursday through Sunday? Because that would mean Sunday they're going up against the NFL.
Well, I don't know how they wouldn't be. You know, because the thing is, you know, they're worried about eyeballs as well. And that's the interesting thing here with CBS, because if I'm not mistaken, CBS has just an annual contract for the weekend. That they don't have a lengthy TV deal locked up. My understanding is that they simply have a year-to-year agreement, and not a multi-year deal. So, you know, to me that sort of puts CBS up against it a little bit. But you know what CBS could do? I don't know what the SEC, big SEC game that week is. But what would the harm be in having that game play at noon and then go to the golf? But the other side of that coin, and the problem is going to be, is that they've got, you know, the time change to contend with. You know, what time does it get dark in November? Was it 13, 14, whatever, something teens. But to me, I think they probably utilize the likes of TNT, TBS. They've got other ways to get it done.
What about just making the SEC game the primetime game that night?
That's what I mean. They've got options. They've got a lot of options that they could do. You know, make the 8 o'clock game. That's fine. They've got other games. But again, we aren't talking about the Valero Texas Open here, Paul. We're talking about the Masters. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's this podunk, you know, give us a solid and this is what we'll do. It's not that. It is, you know, it is a big event that would warrant eyeballs. I'd be curious to see, you know, what the NFL schedule is and the SEC schedule, you know, because, again, you know, some TV execs are going to have to make some tough decisions. But you know what? If you look at it big picture-wise, you know, if you're CBS, what's more important to you? One NFL Sunday, one college football Sunday or Saturday, or potentially losing the Masters? I think to me that's a no-brainer. You got to cater to the Masters.
Well, I think I think the one thing is they will cater to it. It would be real interesting, Joe, and on Sunday, if say Tiger was involved and Rory and a couple of the big names were involved on the back nine on Sunday, and they were up against NFL games, I would love to see their ratings.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's the thing. And you know, that's the opportunity here for someone. And, you know, it's not Tiger. It's not Phil. It's not Rory. And I don't mean the Masters. I mean, you know, fingers crossed, starting with the Memorial. Not Ricky Fowler. Not Brooks Koepka. But what if it's, I'm trying to think who would be a candidate, you know, like a guy like Kevin Kisner or a guy that's, I don't want to say marginal talent, so I don't mean marginal. I mean a guy that is not a household name. There's a lot of money potentially. You know, what would, you know, I think Justin Thomas would be a good example. And obviously he's not a marginal talent, but I don't think Justin Thomas, like my mom wouldn't know who Justin Thomas was. My mom would know who Ricky Fowler was. My mom's, by the way, 78. She would know Tiger. She'd know Phil. She'd know. But, you know, what if Justin Thomas comes out and wins 2 weeks in a row? Or a guy like that. Think about how much earnings potential is there, you know, for them being the only game in town. Somebody could go from, I don't want to say an absolute zero, because obviously Justin Thomas is not that. But there, you know, there's the potential for somebody to really jump to the front of the line. I mean, you know, everybody knows who Dak Prescott is, and he's not won a damn thing. He's just the Cowboys quarterback, right? Think about if somebody comes out and plays really, really well for the 2 weeks that golf's the only game in town. There's a lot of opportunity for somebody.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, Joe, hey, I appreciate you taking some time and jumping on with us, breaking it down, and hopefully it won't be long. We'll be breaking down golf, actual golf events. You know, and talking about the actual competition.
Paul, anytime, my friend. It's always a pleasure, and be well, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Joe Ludnowski, Pennsylvania Sports Network Midday Show. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.